I'm so glad they played last night against Park, who we play on the 20th. So I sent my C-Squad coach to actually scout the game. So that was amazing, because actually now I got a chance to, like, see what they do, how they play. So if we stick to our game plan this evening, we should be able to win the game. I think Burnsville is, I also had a chance to look at some video, so I think they have a couple girls that are quick and tough on the ball defenders. They have a new coaching staff this year, so I think he's just getting into the groove of things. This game is very winnable for us. If we get in our own way, so if the girls start getting in their head because they're missing shots, it's the first game. So tonight, my job, I want it to be like, you know what, next play. You made a mistake, okay, get back, next play. Let's just think, like, of the next thing to go forward. So we're not dwelling on the mistake that we made, but how we can get back and make it better. So very winnable tonight, so I'm very excited for tonight.
Yeah, and we talked to Haley Strain at the girls' hockey game earlier this week, and she kind of gave us a little bit of insight into what the team is going to be like this year. Just take us through, you know, people like Haley, and obviously you're replacing Lily Newton and Maggie Schlottman, who were two keys to your team a year ago. Who you got this year that we need to keep an eye on? Obviously everybody, but who's your team this year?
Everybody. I would say, this year I'm kind of sort of developing like a three-headed monster, if you would so speak. So Haley Strain is included in that. Emma Baker and Keegan McVicker. So those three, Haley's a force to be reckoned with on the inside. I mean, she's 6'2", she's long, she's very athletic. Keegan McVicker is also very athletic, has great basketball IQ. She's a very good defender, whether it's on the ball or off the ball. She has great anticipation skills. So my expectation for her this year is that she will get like more steals, but that she will also get more assists and understanding and trusting her teammates. Emma Baker, I am expecting her to shoot lights out this year from multiple different ranges. We discussed as a team at the beginning of the year that, you know, Lily averaged, you know, 22 points a game. So literally, everyone that's on the floor to absorb her point spread really just needs to score, like, an additional 2 points to whatever it is that they're doing. And then we can absorb Lily's points from last year. This year is going to be more of a team aspect. We're not going to rely like on just one person to carry the load. Like, Lily carried the load a lot last year for us, and so, and then the team expectation, everyone was expecting her to do that. So I really tried to go away from that last year as well, because I didn't want that to be the mindset like going forward. So I think the last 5 games of our season last year, I think everyone started more to buy into, you know what, we don't really just need Lily. Like, everyone can play and everyone can score, so let's just get everyone involved. And I think we had better success at the end of the season with that.
Awesome. And obviously you mentioned you got the big game with Park coming up also. I don't want to make you look too far ahead with a game tonight, but what are some of the big competition you guys are going to face this year?
So Tuesday night we play Rosemont. So at home. So I'm excited that our first 3 games this year are at home. So tonight we play Burnsville. On Tuesday we play Rosemount. And on Thursday we play Visitation. So Rosemount will be tough. They're always tough. They have excellent, they are an excellent disciplined team. So they stay within what works for them. They are excellent shooters. And they play defense very well. They're great communicators on the court. So that's going to be a tough one for us on Tuesday. Again, I believe every single game we play is winnable. So I make sure that the girls know every single game we play is winnable if you believe it's winnable. If you go into the game thinking, yeah, we're not going to win because we never win, then we won't win. We've already lost the game before we've even started. Matamidi will always be a tough game, just because they are also excellent shooters from the outside, and at times we struggle with defending outside shooters. I'm working on that a lot this year, to where we can kind of contain that. Like, you're going to get the shot off, but who's, like, the hot hand? So let's maybe try to shut down the hot hand and, you know, defend everybody else, like, straight up, so that it's better that way. Trying to think of who else. So we are traveling to Rochester on an overnight trip on the 16th and 17th of December. Hopefully that's the Friday, Saturday. So we play Cassel Matterville on the 16th, and then we will play John Marshall again on the 17th on that Saturday. So our schedule is pretty packed this month. I'm excited for it. We are also playing in the boys' holiday tournament. So it's going to be the girls and the boys this year playing, so I'm excited for that. That gets the girls more games. We're going to get different looks from different schools. So I'm excited that I'm pushing them this month to be better selves. So, but for sure, Rosemount and Mott will be really good gauges for us as far as defending out teams that shoot really well.
Gotcha. And so lastly, and you've touched on this a little bit, but what do you think your team's biggest strength is going to be this season?
I think our biggest strength this year is going to be our quickness and our athleticism. So, and our youth. We're young. So we have one senior and four juniors. So, and then everyone else is a 10th grader. JV is primarily freshmen and a couple 10th graders. Our C squad is all freshmen and 4 8th graders. So we're young. So our program is young. I'm excited about that because that means everyone gets to play together longer. So our best attributes for this year is I'm really honing in on defense and transition because we're athletic and we're quick. So those are our two best attributes that I'm going to extend on.
Awesome. Well,